Hi there. Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People,
the sometimes quirky podcast that gives writing tips and life tips from our dogs.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie.
And Carrie is a New York Times and international best-selling author and writing coach extraordinaire.
And Sean is a super cool businessman and very tall.
And what do?
We give life tips, writing tips, and our podcast always starts off with a random thought from somewhere.
In our life.
Sometimes our bedroom.
Sometimes a car.
Sometimes hell.
Yeah.
Hey, it's random thought in the hotel room.
Actually, it's, you know, hotel room beds are special.
What? Why are they special?
They're always special. It's like a romantic getaway. Even if it's just because we dropped the kid off at college.
We dropped the kid off at college during COVID.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting experience. It involved face masks, limit like a time zone where you're allowed to go in there, your kid being immediately in quarantine in the dorm, and then...
I didn't get that part. Were they trying to schedule, like, stagger people?
Yeah, you weren't involved in that. But, like, she could only go in between 2 and 4 today.
Gotcha. Well, they're taking a lot of precautions, it seems like, at that place.
Yeah. Dartmouth has, I guess, issues with white privilege, like many Ivies. But it did a fantastic job, despite those social and political issues, with, like, COVID crap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like...
Seemingly they did.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Just from the little bit I saw.
And her room was so nice.
And they provided her with all that stuff. Like, basically a whole case of disposable utensils. So.
Which is not good for the environment, but good for not spreading pandemic germs,
well, you know? Because school-provided meals are going to be, like, delivered, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so she's there, and she has to stay, like, in quarantine for 2 weeks, and she gets her COVID test, and
that's just silly. I mean, it's not silly.
No.
It's just going to be like a long 2 weeks for her.
It's going to be a long 2 weeks.
I didn't mean it was silly.
For her.
Yeah.
But she's allowed outside her dorm room after a certain number of days.
Like 2? So she's literally supposed to stay inside her room for 2 days now that she's in there. Where you go?
And not leave.
Dang. Well, she's got plenty of time to straighten it up.
We were sad because we were like, we don't have time to help fix things, and we're all in our mess, and it's all really weird. And she's like, it's okay.
It's a sweet dorm room, you know. We were like, it's a hotel room, which it kind of is, but it's bigger than this room right here.
It's a nice hotel room. It has a sweet shower. It's very fancy.
I mean, it's not bigger than our entire room, but...
That's because we're in a really big suite. We're at Homewood Suites. And we seem so fancy, don't we? But we're at Homewood Suites. And the guy at the counter, I was like, do we have 2 separate rooms? Because we have a kid, too, here. And they're like, he was like, what do you mean 2 separate rooms? I'm like, you know, like, there's different bedrooms.
Are they all that way?
And he was like, no, you don't have 2 separate rooms. And I was like, oh. And he was like, there's 2 different sleeping areas. It's the best room in the hotel. And I was like, oh, we're in the best room. And for only 1 half second, I felt kind of fancy for a half a second.
I think the difference is that we got each room has a king bed, and you can get them with 2 queens in each room, so you can really sleep a crew if you wanted to.
We don't have a crew left.
No, we only got the 3 of us now.
And we were super paranoid about traveling during COVID, and...
It's been working out so far.
Yeah, well, now 2 weeks, if we're still in the clear.
We'll be in the clear.
I'm scared.
I've used like half a bottle of hand sanitizer today. I wear my mask all the time.
I'm not worried about you wearing your mask. Anyways, we traveled from, for those of you who are all upset about us traveling, if you care, we traveled from Maine, which is currently low, and to New Hampshire, which is also currently low. And they have an agreement where we actually don't have to quarantine or get tested. Unlike if you were from that weird, if Emmy had gone to school in Massachusetts.
I don't even know how that would have worked.
It would have been a big hot mess. So yay, New Hampshire.
That's right.
Good timing, Emmy.
Yeah, she made a good choice.
Yay for smart daughters. Also,
sure, that was part of her decision making. The old COVID.
So Emmy,
wait a minute. Sorry to interrupt this broadcast, but as I flip through these TV channels, look, it's a cornhole professional tournament.
Dude, you know you just want to. You're jealous. You want to be in the cornhole professional tournament.
I'm not jealous.
Wow, the guys all have the same body. Not a
That's not the body I want. Cornhole is not exactly an athletic game.
You gotta stand. You gotta move your shoulder.
Yeah.
Watch how they
throw underhand with a little twist. Oh, he slid that right in the hole off the other guy's back.
Honey, no one.
That does not sound right, but. Riding tip. Of the pod.
So, over the last couple of months, we've been talking a lot about archetypes and how you can use them in your writing and your life. And all that archetype talk is from Carl Jung, who is a...
old, dead psychology pioneer.
So he can't complain about us when we talk about him.
Oh, that's true. That's
man, right. Unless his ghost comes and haunts us.
That'd be cool.
All right, anyway, he was all about the collective unconsciousness, and he thought that humanity's collective unconsciousness, there were basically 12 archetypes of character. We defined all of that in our last podcast, so we're not going to go blah, 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 redefine it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're finishing up with those 12 archetypes as they relate to finding poop in your driveway because we're weird like that.
I forgot that was the subject matter.
Dude, how can you forget?
Well, it's been a whole week, but lots happened in that week.
All right, number 7 is...
the magician. The magician.
So, with the magician, it's all about growing and evolving, but the crankier magicians are not revolutionaries who lift up others. Instead, they are cranky butt faces who turn positives into negatives, and their attitude is contagious. A magician will see poop in the driveway and potentially think of a way to make it into an energy source that will reduce carbon emissions. Or they might just tweet, "Poop in driveway, angst, everything completely sucks, what is the point?"
I like the fact that they're cranky. What faces when we're talking about poop? That's funny.
All right.
Is that how you pronounce that? Angst?
You can do angst or angst. It depends on your accent and it depends on your level of pretension.
So am I doing number 8?
Yes, please.
The hero. Oh, the hero likes it. The hero is vital and all about battling for honor or power. Or both, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
They do not like to lose. They do not give up. They find that poop and loft is at the doghouse.
They find that poop and they loft it at the doghouse of the enemy.
I gotcha.
All right, there you go.
They tweet a photo of poop smeared. I protect my own. Consider yourself warned.
Mm-hmm.
That means they had to touch it.
Oh my gosh.
They then make a neighborhood watch for pooping dogs, create some HOA rules, call the police, and try to control the situation with some outdoor spy cameras. Remember, they do not lose. They like to control situations. They can sometimes be a little too control. Why are you looking at me?
I'm not looking at you.
Controlling and ambitious. I'm not a hero.
What are you?
I would never pick that poop up.
But what are you? Moving on, the rebel. There's poop in the rebel's driveway, and they probably put it there. They don't care if people have opinions about this poop. They should all mind their own damn business and stop pressuring the rebel. The rebel does not use social media because social media is all about other people's opinions, and the rebel could care less. Poop is definitely in their driveway, and the rebel does not care.
So I'm part rebel. But I do care about the poop in the driveway, actually. Oh, here we go. This is me. Number 10.
Oh, my lord.
The lover. Poop? Poop is in the lover's driveway? But the lover is all about love and loving others and feeling love. And this poop is not pleasing. It is not about love. It is a blob of yuck. The lover cries and tweets and asks for uplifting sayings and photos. People send memes and photos of their kittens. One comes and takes care of the poop for them. The lover feels hashtag blessed.
Hashtag.
I'm definitely not the lover.
So blessed. You're oh, baby, but you claimed it. You said you were the lover.
Before I read the description.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's
why. Like, I could be the jester, too.
All right, number 11, the jester. Poop. O-M-G. Poop is in the driveway. The jester gets the joke. And the joke isn't just poop. It's life. Crap happens. You might as well make it funny. The jester tweets something terribly lewd about the poop. They get Twitter banned for a day. The next day, they do it again and start a 120-day spree of poop tweets. It goes viral. They get a podcast.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Last one, boo. Last one, everyone.
It's the longest one.
I'll do it.
I'll do it. Right. Number 12, okay. The orphan. Our last one is so sad. It is the orphan. The orphan is already a sad little human who feels like they are basically walking a walking wound. And here is someone putting poop on their wound. Gross. Well, really on their driveway. But it's kind of the same thing, isn't it? It's all about disappointment and betrayal and hurt and pain. The orphan quickly manipulates all of Twitter into a GoFundMe. Oh, I know who this is. To help them survive the trauma of the dog poop. They ask someone else to set up and be in charge of this Twitter so they can maintain their innocent brand. Since this is the 564th GoFundMe they've been a part of in the last 4 months, they only raised $4. The innocent is disappointed that nobody is helping or taking charge of their life. They go out and poop on their driveway themselves again. Maybe this time it will work. The orphan hopes so.
Man, I crack me up.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Okay, thank you.
I like that a lot.
All right. So, writing tip of the pod, all condensed, is don't be an orphan. No, it's be original in your writing. Hook into those archetypes, but don't have your characters just be an archetype.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Twist that stuff.
Twist it.
So it's a little more interesting.
Yeah. Like, way more interesting. Dog tip for life. Dog tip.
Was that the sexy one?
What?
Well, you kind of sound that way.
Honey, that's just because
dog tip
we're in a hotel life. Room while we're recording this and you're getting weird feelings. So, Sean,
strange. What's a man
doing? I'm asexual. They're
laying in bed with his wife, getting these weird feelings.
Okay. Anyways, dog tip for life, Sean.
What? Smart, the dogs aren't even here, dude.
I know.
But I know what Smarty would say about this.
Oh, it's
don't smear dog poop on my dog head. I'm gonna come bite you in the ass. Huh?
I think that Sparty would say, because he's at the doggy spa right now, he would say that everybody needs a break sometimes. And even during COVID, you still need to, if you're still healthy, find a way to have a moment like that. To be weird and funny and relax. And, you know, if you're always in the kitchen and you can't leave your house, go in the basement if you have a basement. You know, like just try to find a new angle on things.
That's true.
Find a new angle, man.
Just for a minute. But you know what would seriously be funny?
What?
It's totally in relation to this. If we could train peeps, party, poop.
Certain driveway. People's driveway?
Anybody's. Like, because the person would be coming out and start yelling at him, but the way he poops, he's already on the move. And they would start laughing.
Yeah, our dog, Sparty, poops while he walks. And he doesn't stay still because obviously his past was too traumatic to like ever be still
for 1 second. He must have been afraid the dog catcher came and he took a crap or something.
So man, he has some poopy issues.
Only that he walks. He doesn't make a mess. Well, I mean, he poops for a mile, but it's not. He doesn't have gastrointestinal issues. He just will not stop. He barely stops to pee.
You can't stop in life, man. That's his lesson. He's like, you know what? You can't stop. You gotta keep going for your goals. You can change your situation, have a breather, but can't stop. Don't stop, people.
Drop your poop and get closer to the next bowl of food at the same time. By moving.
He's just multitasking.
I guess he is. Thank you so much for listening. We truly hope you enjoyed yourself. Please like and subscribe.
You can find us on all the random podcast places. And the music, this beautiful music, is by Broke for Free. And it's about feeling good. And it's available to us via the Creative Commons. If you want to see the notes that go with this podcast, they are on carriejonesbooks.blog or Dogs Are Smarter Than People.
You remember all that so much better than I do, Ralph.
Yeah.
You want to tell anybody about any interesting things you've got upcoming?
No, I'm teaching classes at the Writing Barn and with myself called the Writing Course of Awesome. I'll soon be on Teachable. And I have a Patreon. And we are on all the random things like Carrie Jones Books, social media, and Dogs Are Smarter Than People. But we do not have a TikTok.
No TikTok.
No TikTok, man.